Here's a thought I'll title, Photoshop Doubts. Of course, we photographers have always known that there's a tenuous relationship between photography and truth. I mean, after all, trick photography goes back to the earliest days of the medium. But now, in the age of Photoshop, it's so easy for people to assume that the spectacular thing we've captured with our camera is a Photoshop fake. The public has become very suspicious about things that are extraordinarily wonderful. And the fact is that the planet and the heavens above us are extraordinarily wonderful. And a lot of us try through our photography to capture that. But it's become so easy for the public to then assume that we've somehow made it hyper-real, that we've done something, some Photoshop trickery, to present an image that doesn't actually look like it would have looked with our naked eye. I remember shortly after we moved to Anacortes in the early 2000s, they have the Anacortes Art Festival there, and there was a photographer who had a big banner that ran the length of his booth that said, "No Photoshop applied. What you see in my pictures is what was there." I thought, of course he had to say that, because it looked like what he had done was a bunch of super fantastic stuff that wasn't real. But as it turns out, it was real. Just that he'd been at it so long and so diligent and worked so hard that he ended up making a bunch of images that looked like they weren't. And he was a savvy enough photographer to recognize that without that banner warning people that this was not Photoshop trickery, that that's the assumption they would make. And that somehow that would devalue his work because it wasn't photographically truthful to what a person would have seen who was standing next to him at the moment he clicked the shutter. But does it ever occur to anyone to say of a painting that it's not real? Or what about the language in poetry? Does that hyper-exaggerate some feeling, some observation, something that the poet is wanting to emphasize so that it comes to our attention more readily? But yet, somehow when we do that in photography, that's now a Photoshop cheat, at least to some people. I think there's other reasons not to hypersaturate your colors in Photoshop, etc. But if the fear is that the public will think that you've hypersaturated it and thereby discount the value of your photograph or the integrity of your artistic expression, that's not good. That would indicate some sort of breakdown between the implied bond or connection between the photographer as an artist and the viewer as one who appreciates art. The genie is out of the bottle now, though, and everybody knows about Photoshop, and everybody knows what it can do. I remember first having these thoughts back when the movie Forrest Gump came out, and suddenly Tom Hanks is in the middle of all these historic videos. And we all knew it was Hollywood magic and trickery, Photoshop, if you will. And Tom Hanks wasn't actually there, nor was Forrest Gump. But it was done so expertly, it was done so convincingly, that it didn't take a tremendous leap of imagination to see that this was going to become a problem with still photography. So what are we to do? Seems to me we've got three choices. One is we can lose that connection and that believability with the public, which is quite damaging. Two, we can choose to photograph things that will never be assumed that they're hyper-realized. In other words, just photograph sort of mundane subjects. But that seems to leave out so much of the world that I'm not sure that's a valid option either. And the third option is to hyper-realize our photographs so much that it's clear, that it's obvious, that it's intentional, and that we're doing it for artistic effect, the bilaterally symmetric floating tree kind of thing. Everyone who looks at that knows that it's not real, that it's an artistic, albeit photographic, interpretation of the artist's intentions. In which case, does that mean our heroes become more like, Hieronymus Bosch than Ansel Adams? I don't know. It's an interesting time we live in. But how we photographers respond to this assumption that everything has been photoshopped and that's why it's good is a challenge that's not going to go away. That if we want to make art that's meaningful and be, I guess, respected and accepted as artists, we'd better come up with some better artistic visions that don't lead people to say, oh, it's just a Photoshop thing.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.